We flipped a coin, okay? You and me. You and me. Coin flip is sacred.
Y'all ready for a show today, baby?
No time, baby.
We've been waiting all week for this. This is where it happens right here, man.
We man up, we stand up. We man up, we stand up.
We're all we got.
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 Hit anything that moves. We're playmakers, man. We the best, nothing less.
You don't like this? Trust me, you don't like this.
We're between the white lines. This is football. Welcome to the big league.
I won the toss. I took the football. Got it down their throat.
Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your skull?
Hey, every season is full of defining moments. Let's make this day a defining moment for us in our quest.
Welcome, everybody, to the Coin Flip, Week 7 NFL Main Slate Edition on this beautiful Thursday late afternoon. We are just about 2 hours away from an action-packed Thursday night. We got four college football games, Thursday night football, Browns and Broncos. Go check out the Cup with Gup from earlier. Dodgers, Braves, Game 5, do or die for the Dodgers, must win. Three-game NBA slate, Trae Young, Boomer, kicks off his season tonight. Lots going on this Thursday night and this weekend. We are, I've already recorded with Mr. Ryan on our two-man podcast that should get its new name and, you know, logo, artwork, all that, hopefully in the next week. We can kick that off next week. That'll drop at halftime of the Thursday night football game. Right now, come join us. Use the code COIN for 15% off. Includes a risk-free 7-day trial. If you do not like what you see after 7 days, you can cancel and you will never get charged. Come join the many, many people that have joined in the last few weeks taking advantage of this. The Listener League for Week 7 is in the audio podcast description if you want to go check it out. 3 max. Let's get it full. If we don't fill it, I'm going to end it. We did fill last week. I appreciate it. Rate and review us on iTunes. It goes a long way, especially when we do big giveaways for the Masters and Majors and NFL playoffs, college football, bowl season, and all of that. YouTube, like this video, subscribe it. If you're watching, listening on audio, jump over there real quick. Do that for us. It goes a long way. It helps us. And tell me your favorite wide receiver target this week. Price does not matter. There's a lot of good ones up there. I want to hear who you guys like. On Underdog, just deposit $10, get a free $10 with the code GUP. Link is in the description. They have Thursday night football stuff tonight, Sunday night football, Thursday night basketball jam, MLB championship series, picks and parlays, college football. It's the best ball site out there. Go ahead and get familiarized with it, because when we get to next summer, we'll be all about some Underdog and best ball talk between Ryan and I. Some of the fun, you know, kill time in the summer type of stuff to do. $10 when you deposit $10 using the code GUP. Link is in the description. Projection strike watch. I always screw that up every week. NBA is live now. So if you want to go check out the rookies or you have a hunch on who you think is going to be good in this fantasy sports market, go check it out. Very similar to a jock market, but difference being that this is, it never ends. It's ongoing. Like, it's not about this week, this slate, or whatever. Three guys I got my eye on. I did a podcast with the head of strategy if you want to go check it out. Back around Labor Day, you can search it. I like Donovan Peoples-Jones, not because he's kind of done okay and had a good week last week, but he's 77 cents. And I think, just forecasting out the next year or two, I don't think OBJ stays after that's his contract's over. And I think Peoples-Jones has the talent level. And at 77 cents, if he becomes a one or a two target in an offense, I think he'll do really well. Like, I think his talent level is there. I like him tonight, actually, in the Thursday night football game. Pittman's another guy I've been on. He's only $2.02. I love him. And then Devontae Smith went down 15% after last week. I love that price at 441. Long term, I think he's going to be good. The link is in the description for that. If you deposit $20 and use the code GUP, you get a free player share And if you don't like the player, just sell it and go get whoever you want. It's an awesome deal. A lot of people are liking it. They just jumped up into the top 75 sports apps in the country over the last week. Go check it out. If you have questions, hit me up on the GC Warrior Room. And actually, that head of strategy is in there as well. Nico, you can talk to him if you have questions there. Typical playbook for me tonight, all the positions, plays, value, fades. Gut feel plays, favorite stacks, one sneaky stack, two favorite Super 7 lines over in the carboncontest.com platform, my upset of the week, survivor of the week, my monkey knife fight plays, which have been on fire, and then we'll wrap it up and get out of here. Try to keep it 30 minutes or less. I know there's plenty of content out there, so I just want to hit the high notes. Quarterbacks, the first one's fairly easy. I'm going back to Lamar, 7,400. I get $1,000 off Mahomes, $1,100 off Kyler. He's playing really good. They're at home. They got Cincinnati. Cincinnati's going to give him a little bit of a game, which helps me, actually, I think. Hadn't had to use his legs as much, but that's always a threat. But he's throwing the ball so well. You can play Neck and Lamar if you want. I love Bateman this week. We'll get to that in a little bit. This is easy for me. Lamar will be my number one played quarterback this week. Won't think twice about it. Tannehill's a guy I like. It's a little bit different than the Heineke situation last week on Kansas City because Tennessee can move the ball. We saw that Monday night. I currently have Tannehill 1/7 the ownership of Mahomes, and he's $2,000 cheaper. You can go Tannehill, stack some Chiefs, pick your Titans that you like, whether it be Henry, maybe go Brown or Julio, both fairly cheap. Or go naked Tannehill and load up on Chiefs outside of Mahomes. That could be a way to differentiate yourself in a game that's going to be super chalky with that 57.5-point game total. Those are my two top plays this week. Values, I like Mac Jones. I think against the Jets at home, he could have a pretty good game at 5,300. This is an MME flyer more than anything. It's nothing to get overly excited about. But there's not a lot of value really on this slate. The next time I'll talk about it, I think is the best. Excuse me, still fighting allergies. Tannehill, you can consider a value at 6,400 per se, but I didn't want to go that route. So I like Mac Jones if you're really looking for a pay down. But my best two really on the week is in the same game, Matt Ryan and Tua, 57 and 5,500. I think you can mini game stack that game, and a lot of their pieces, Ridley's a ridiculous price, 6,600. That's a lock if he's healthy and ready to go. I think you can mini stack this game with three or four pieces and then pull in some Chiefs, some Titans, Rams, who are going to be highly owned, Eagles per se. There's a few there, but you know, the top owned pieces right now are Chiefs, Rams, and Baltimore are the top three teams to be projected to own. So you can go pay up for some of the Devontae Adams. You know, he kind of let some people down last week. Pull him into that stack with like a Kelsey and a Williams, or I mean, you can mix and match some high end pieces with a little mini game stack. That I think that could pay off well with either one. Ryan or Tua is a coin flip to me. They're ranked right next to each other in my deal. They're both gonna be under 5%. They're both within $200 of each other. I really like that this week. My fade for me right now would be Aaron Rodgers. Similar to last week, I'd rather just play Devontae right now. They're playing the Redskins. I mean, the Washington football team. I don't think they'll move the ball really well. Packers at home. If they were on the road, maybe this gets a little interesting, but I don't think so at home. I think Green Bay walks away with this. The latter part of the third quarter and fourth quarter could be a bunch of running. I'm not paying $7,500 for Rodgers this week. I'd go $200 more to Brady and eat that before I would do Rodgers this week. Running backs, first one's easy, Henderson. Going back there, only a $600 bump. Love him. Detroit's horrible against the run. Rams are at home, 15-point favorites. Going to be running the ball. Love Henderson this week. Leonard Fournette, I like against Chicago at home. Again, 12.5-point favorite, 6,400. Some really good paydown options this week at running back. Outside of Henry, everybody's almost a paydown option. He's 9,200. I just like Fournette. I've talked about him for a while. He still gets involved in the passing game. I know Giovanni Bernard is there, but he's not taking enough away. I like Fournette. I'll run it. Chuba Hubbard. I listened to four podcasts today, and all four of them called him Chuba Hubbard. And I was like, drives me crazy. I think I may put a tweet out there. His name is Chuba. It is Chuba Hubbard. I love Chuba, $6,100. Against the Giants, they're on the road. Coach has talked about getting the run established. I mean, he's not McCaffrey by any means necessary, but at that price, he can put up a really good game if they focus on it. I'll have plenty of Chuba this week, 6,100 at the Giants. My values of the week, I could give you like some high fives in there. That's no pun intended, like high $5,000 salaries. I'm just going to give you a few guys that are under 5,000 and then one that I think's too low owned for his price. And then in my gut feel plays, I have a couple $5,000 running backs I like. But value, I think you're really digging if you're looking that way. And I like A.J. Dillon. He's getting more involved. I think they're going to be up big. He could be running a lot in the fourth quarter, $4,600. Could see him getting a ceiling of 15, 16 points. That'd pay off great. So I may go there some in some MME stuff. I still like Gainwell, 4,200. He's another guy I like on Prediction Strike. $4,200. You know, that's just, it's just an MME play, right? I like him a lot. He can pay off pretty good at that price. Good, cheap value that I like down there. And the last one's Patterson. I like Patterson. There's some people out there like, well, he's not really a running back. He's a wide receiver. He's this or that. He keeps producing. 6,300. No one's going to be on him. I have him sub 4% right now in the week. That game environment I love. I already talked about it. Atlanta, Miami. All about some Patterson this week. I'll have some game stacks out of Atlanta, Miami to try to be different from the chalk. And then my fade is Swift. I just don't trust Detroit right now. And they're not going to be able to run the ball on the Rams. Do I trust them to throw it to Swift? I don't know. $6,000. I got him as one of the top 5 to 7 owned running backs right now. That's a spot I think I can fade. Maybe I change my mind by the time we get to later on in the week or to Sunday morning. But right now, he's the one that sticks out to me. Wide receivers are pretty easy for me. Devontae Adams, I go back there. He burned a lot of people, myself included. I don't think too often Aaron Rodgers lets his best player get hung out twice in a row. I think Adams eats early. Probably a short game because, like I mentioned, there's a lot of running in the second half. They're going to be up. But I could see him at halftime having like 7 for 110 and a touchdown. Maybe two touchdowns sneaks in there and he has a monster game. So 8,900. I know a lot of people will probably just go to Tyreek Hill or Cooper Kupp, better game environments, but I'll take Devontae Adams because there's other value on the slate I'm willing to get to. Ridley's not priced well at all. If he's healthy and ready to go at 6,600, I may hit lock button on him and just hope it works out. DeAndre Hopkins is my next one. Revenge game against Houston. They're favored by 18. I have a feeling there's a plan to get him involved early and often until they get that lead. I could see him having a multi-touchdown game. Right now, I got him under 7% projected own. $7,700. I'll take some Hopkins. And then A.J. Brown. We don't know what happened with Julio yet or Brown. Assuming even if they're both healthy, I like A.J. Brown. I like them both. They're 63 and 6,100 bucks. Brown will be higher owned, but I do like him in that environment. I don't mind Julio, but Brown's my favorite out of the two. I think he could do well against that Chiefs secondary. My values is T. Higgins, $4,900 bucks. I know Jamar Chase is the shiny DFS darling, but they're going to have to throw, and I think they'll be throwing late, and I think he could do well. He's only $200 bucks more than Boyd, so I'd go to Higgins. I like him a lot. And then Bateman's my other value. That's just almost, if Ridley's not a lock, Bateman's close. $3,400 bucks. I think he could smash this week. I'll make sure I'm way over the field on him. And my fade, this hurts a little bit, but I think I'm going to fade Cooper Kupp because I think the Rams are going to get up and be dominating so well that passing game may get scripted out. And if he doesn't smash at 8,400 early, like, and they have a lot more options than you may say, well, Devontae Adams do the same deal. Well, Devontae Adams is the guy. There's no question. They could go Kupp. They can go Woods. They can go Henderson out of the backfield. You know, DeSean Jackson, Van Jefferson. I mean, they have tons of options. So right now, that may be the spot that I fade is Cooper Kupp on the week. Tight ends, I'm going to go to Pitts. I don't think many people are going to go there with the massive price jump. I got him 3.1% projected on right now, $5,900 bucks. I don't care. This is a massive two tight end week. If you're doing MMEs, you got Kelce, Waller, Andrews, Higby, Gesicki in a great matchup against Atlanta. Pitts in a great matchup against Miami. They're playing each other. Hawkinson, not as high on. We'll get to that in a second. But tons of great tight ends that could be are wide receiver ones or wide receivers two that I don't mind having some Pitts and still could play Kelce. Kelsey's my second play. I like him this week. I think he has a great week. Every week it's kind of like playing roulette between him and Hill. This week I lean more on Kelce than Hill. 7,600 bucks isn't horrible. If I'm looking at him as a wide receiver one, I'll go that route. Value, he's chalky, but it's hard to take away from Ricky Seals-Jones, especially they're going to be behind a lot to Green Bay. The script that I'm working out there, excuse me, he'll probably have a ton of looks in the second half. 3,700 bucks really makes that work. And my fate is Hawkinson. I'm kind of off that train. I got to see it to believe it now. 5,100 bucks. I'd rather pay up to a Pitts or just drop down to some of these cheap guys, you know, like Seals-Jones, as mentioned, or anybody else down there really cheap if you want to go that way. I'd rather go to Gesicki this week for 4,700 bucks than Hawkinson, to be honest. Defense, I'm not going to get too cute this week. I like the Cardinals, 3,100 bucks. Patriots, 3,400 bucks. I know they're not the super stone cheap D. Both in great spots. I love the Cardinals. They'll be my number one on defense on the week. They're playing Houston. They're at home. Houston's not good. I don't care about 3,100 bucks. It's not that much savings, you know, to drop down to a 2,400. I'll find it elsewhere. I'll make sure I'm over the field on the Cardinals. Like I said, Pats would be my second. Value, if I had to go down there, I like the Titans a little bit. Maybe, you know, Mahomes has turned the ball over a little bit. So 2,100, maybe you take a chance there, a pick six out of nowhere. That could work out. And I don't mind the Giants at home against the Panthers, who have been struggling a little bit. 2,500. So those are two I'd go to if I want to save some money. Gut feel plays of the week for me. I like Chase Edmonds. I think he has a good game with Arizona. And Rondale Moore. I like both of those guys this week at their price to produce well against Houston. Devontae Booker's on my list. Giants at home against Carolina. I think he could have a pretty good, I don't want to say bust out week, but they're using him like if he was Barkley. He's not quite as good, but I think he could have a pretty good week. So I like Booker. I like Devontae Smith. I'll still probably play some Jalen Hurts at times, especially MME. And Devontae just is number one, no doubt about it. He's ranked 19th in my total pool this week. 5,400 bucks is a little cheap. And then Shepard, you know, in that Giants game environment, go Shepard Booker as a mini stack. I don't mind that running back with Chuba, and you're fine. 5,600 for Shepard, still too cheap. I like him. My favorite stacks of the week are the Ravens. You can go Lamar. We'll figure out who's running back later. You know, then you go Bateman, Hollywood, or Andrews. Doesn't matter. You do two or three of those guys. I like the Titans. You can go Tannehill, Henry. You can not do Tannehill if you have Mahomes. Do Henry. That's a lot of money, so you got to figure out some cheap guys. But Tannehill, Henry, and then AJ or Julio. You could even put Fursker in there. He's kind of mid-level to me, but I really like AJ and Julio if they're both healthy with Tannehill, and then mix and match some Henry, and then run it back with a couple Chiefs. And then get some of those cheap options like I talked about earlier. My sneaky stack, it's pretty obvious. I think getting to that Atlanta-Miami game environment, either way you want to go, I like those guys this week. I think that game could turn into a sneaky, you know, 31-28. You get up there around 59 points. That's a big game with some guys that can score. And not the best defenses in the world by any means. So I kind of like that. My two favorite Super 7 of the week, Colts +3. Love that. I think they outright beat San Francisco. I believe it's Sunday Night Football. Eagles +3. I think they outright win as well. My upset of the week is Colts. That's my favorite play of the week by far. Survivor, this is an easy week for Survivor. Like if you don't, you should have at least one of the Cards, Bucks, or Rams, all double-digit favorites. If not, Packers are right there. Pretty easy to fill in with those guys this week. Don't get too cute. Just make it to week 8. That's all you got to worry about this week. Monkey Knife Fight, I talk about all the time. We're on a little bit of a heater. Made some money over the last month or so. Use the code GUPS, G-U-P-S. Link is in the description. Dollar for dollar match up to 100 bucks. They got UFC Knockout Kings. They got NFL. They got college football. They got NASCAR. They got hockey. They got NBA. They got MLB. They got everything you can think of and that we cover that you can go use it for. My plays of the week, college football play of the week, I have two this time. One is in the OU game, shocker. Kennedy Brooks over 102.5 rushing yards and Neal under 53.5 rushing yards. That pays us 2.5x. And then I like Drake London over 122.5 receiving yards and then Williams from Alabama under 90.5. That pays the same. And then in my NFL play of the week, absolutely love this one. It's 3X. I hit it hard. This is probably my second largest Monkey Knife Fight play I've had. I have Derrick Henry over 129.5 and Chuba Hubbard over 75.5. I like all three of those this week. Let's lock and load on those and make some money. Well, as I mentioned, use the code COIN. You get 15% off any package right now. Includes a 7-day risk-free trial. If you don't like it, drop out. No harm, no foul. The Audible live premium chat will be live 10 o'clock Eastern Sunday morning. Cup with Gup with Ryan and I will drop halftime tonight. We go through all 10 games in detail. And then the read option with Bobby Berger, College Football DFS, Saturday main slate pod will be out tomorrow morning. Hope you guys have an awesome night tonight. We have a lot to tackle. I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate you guys. I love all the feedback on this. You guys like this quick format, which is great because then you can go to Ryan and I, which is about twice as long, but still under 45 minutes and get all the details. So appreciate it. I will see you guys tomorrow. Have a blessed evening and let's get some green screens.